Hello and welcome to the MVP Tech Talk Show. My name is Guy Barrette and I'm an Azure MVP. With me is Eric.
Hi Guy. I'm also an MVP in the Visual Studio Talk Show. My name is Eric Renault.
And this show is designed to share best practices, IT, development, and also open source technologies with our community.
So today what we're going to talk about is OSS projects, so open source projects that allow you to develop your Xamarin projects quicker, more efficient.
And this list is our kind of best of. So it's the Eric and Guy most excellent
list.
List of open source projects to kickstart your open source project. So your mileage may vary.
Exactly.
So, but it's
it works for us.
Yeah, it's worked for us. Yeah. So first thing first, you're using Xamarin Forms in your startup project. What would be the first thing to add or to use when starting a new Xamarin Forms project?
So the first thing I put in every single Xamarin project I do is an MVVM framework. The one I choose to use is called MVVM Lite.
MVVM stands for?
Model View View Model. So basically, MVVM is a pattern that lets you separate the data in your database from the data on the screen, from the actual screen itself, the labels and the buttons and the list boxes.
Okay, and MVVM Lite Toolkit is a free open source project.
Yep, and what it provides you in this kind of context is all the helper classes and all the methods you need to just be more efficient, just write less code.
Okay. One thing that I would use if I would use Xamarin Classic, the classic approach to Xamarin development is MVVM Cross.
So what is MVVM Cross? I've heard of that.
MVVM Cross is another MVVM toolkit that is available also as open source. It's a little bit more complex, so it has more features. But it works very well with the classic Xamarin approach.
When you say there's more features, is there like an IOC container in there by any chance?
There's one. So there's one built in, offered by MVVM Cross. I think also there's one with the MVVM Lite toolkit.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just for the people who don't know what IOC is, an IOC container is basically a piece of code that says instead of you and your code writing new foo or new this or new that, what you ask for is you say, container, give me the class that was configured to implement some sort of interface. So instead of saying, give me a new this, you just say, give me an ifoo, and the configuration will magically work for you and just give you that object for you.
But I think you're not using the default one.
No. So the one I use in most projects is called Otofac. It's a great IOC container. It's also open source. And the reason I choose this one is because I don't have to use I don't have to get a dependence on Xamarin Forms in all my projects just because I want to use IOC. Instead of getting a dependency on Xamarin Forms, I just get a dependency on Otofac.
So what's happening with the one that is built in, let's say in MVVM Lite Toolkit or MVVM Cross?
The good thing, they're all pluggable. The people who invented these projects know that they provide an IOC container, but you might not want to use it. So they just make it a pluggable interface or a pluggable system, so you could just swap these pieces out and replace them as you want.
So the beauty of it is that if you're using Otofac in other projects, you're used to it, you're familiar with it, you can use it in these two MVVM frameworks.
Exactly. So that's a great thing.
So is there any other plugins that you're using?
There's another one project I love, and it's a really small, simple project. It's called PubSub.
So PubSub for publisher subscriber.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
So publisher subscriber. It's a small NuGet package, which is all the code is on GitHub because once again it's open source.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it allows you to do two things: publish messages and subscribe to receiving those messages.
But in Xamarin Forms, there's a messaging toolkit built in. So why use PubSub?
You're entirely right, Guy. And that's a good question. But like I said before, just a way I don't use the IOC containers that are built into Xamarin Forms, I also don't use a messaging system. Because what happens if I have legacy code that is not based on Xamarin Forms? So I could just unify all those with PubSub, which is a small dependency I take. And I can use that everywhere on any platform, whether I use Xamarin Forms or not.
Oh, excellent. So let's start about saving data. That's a common problem,
yeah,
right? What would you use if you would save data locally on the device?
So the project I use for that is called SQLite.
So SQLite, SQL, so it's a relational database?
You're right, Guy. So it's a relational database that is fully embedded inside your application. So that means you have no client server system to set up.
So just to be clear, you're not connecting to a backend database
here.
You're saving local data locally.
Yeah, with SQLite, you have tables and you have rows and columns, and it's all saved locally on your device. There's no client network server connections going on there.
Okay, let's now talk about a problem that every mobile developer faces at some point, is accessing platform features.
Wow, that's
and
a biggie.
And by platform features, I mean?
Things like vibration of the unit, the camera, the location, the GPS.
Yeah. So usually you need to code either in for iOS or Android or Windows Phone. So your code is target or platform dependent.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very portable, does it?
Yeah, exactly. So is there a way to write the code once and have all your phone vibrates?
Yeah, well, in Xamarin Form, they have this great mechanism for this. It's basically using something called the dependency service. And the dependency service basically works by saying, in your portable code, you define your interface, and then you just implement that interface in each platform-specific code. So this is how you vibrate on iOS, and this is how you vibrate on Android.
Okay. And you're using a library called XLabs, something like that?
So XLabs is it's a great library. There's a lot of stuff in there. And what they've tried to do is basically try to bring everything that you need that doesn't come with Xamarin Forms, but things you still need, like access to the camera, stuff like that, and they put it all into this one big package for us to use.
So just to be clear, it's one big project. It's for Xamarin Forms.
Yes.
So it won't work with the classic Xamarin approach, right?
No, most of the technology in there is based on the Xamarin Forms.
Xamarin Forms. Okay, so if you scroll down a little bit, we'll see that there's a list of services that you can target. So the cache, the camera, the display.
Yeah, and there's another one, accelerometer. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you said it
good.
Right.
All right,
you
good.
You said it right.
So there's a lot of stuff in XLabs. I really recommend all of you guys to go look, and it's a good starting point because you have access to everything.
But there's also another repository full of plugins.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good point, Guy. So for those of you who are looking around, XLabs is one of the projects on GitHub that has all of these nice things. But there's also a repository which is basically not code, but the list of all of the different other plugins that exist for Xamarin.
Okay.
So if I scroll down here, I could see that there are plugins for the battery status, badge, a barcode scanner. If you need information on connectivity, it's all there. And if I scroll down even more, I hit projects that are built specifically for Xamarin Forms.
Okay, now I'm a little bit confused. So the first, the XLab project that we saw earlier, what's the difference?
So I think the difference between XLabs and all these projects is they all want to help you, and they all want to help you develop new functionality and go quicker with your development. I think the only difference is XLab does a lot of stuff.
And it's one big project, so you get everything. And here, it's little plugins,
exactly.
Right?
So if I want to do, for example, the barcode, well, you know, it's I just get that little package, put that into my system, and it works. If I want to do a lot of stuff, I should look into XLab because there's a lot of stuff that's already taken care of in that project.
So do we have time to a quick demo?
So before we do the demo, there's two more little things I would like to talk about. The first one is a great little, like we were talking about, vibration.
Yeah, the plugin, yeah, okay.
So there's a little plugin for Xamarin Forms that allows you to vibrate your phone. One line of code, and you can get vibration on each single platform. So we'll see that in a little demo a little bit later on.
And no vibration jokes, please.
No, exactly. And the last plugin I wanted to show you, which we'll also cover in a small demo, it's basically a small plugin that allows you to send SMS messages or emails or even start a phone call, all using your portable code.
Okay, so you're going to be using these two plugins in your demos.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see some code.
Okay, so let me just jump into our Android emulator, and I'm going to show you three little demos really quickly.
Okay, quick.
The first one is called, it's an MVVM Lite demo. So let me just start the application up. What you're going to see is basically a label and a button.
Nice UI, Eric.
Thank you very much, Gabe.
Nice UI.
So when I click on the button, as you can see, the label the text for the label has changed.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of way of doing this, but the MVVM way is, let's go look at the code for a few seconds. The MVVM way is to declare a class, which is basically your view model. In this case, you can see that my view model derives from a view model base, which comes from MVVM Lite. So that's how I get all those nice helpers to make me go quicker. Basically, it has two properties, one of type string, which is the text I want to display in the label. And the other one, it's a command. And the command gets invoked when I click on that button. I have a little code here when I set it up that says when I click on the command, I want to change the text. And if I just jump into the actual view, I could see very simply, very, very elegant screen. I have one label which is binded to my main text property and one button that when I click on it, the command that gets executed is my main command. And that's all that's all there is to MVVM.
Excellent. So that was MVVM using MVVM Lite toolkit.
Exactly. In this case, MVVM Lite allows me to save a lot of code because I don't have to write all those base classes and helper functions because they're just there.
Yeah. So quickly, another demo.
So let's jump back into the emulator. So this time, let's look at something that uses PubSub and vibration.
Sure.
So I have a little application here. So this quick application basically uses PubSub and will illustrate how to use a Vibrate plugin through the publish subscribe mechanism. So if I click here, you have to imagine that my emulator just vibrated. So let's jump into the code for that. You can see here, I'm going to skip a few of the details, but I have a button here that basically, and this is the important part, when I click my button, I'm going to publish a message. In this case, my message is a simple string, which says vibrate. Now, somewhere else in my code.
Yeah, and now, for the demo purposes, your code is right in the same class.
It's in the same class.
It could be anywhere in your app.
Yeah, exactly. So somewhere else in my code, all I do is I subscribe to a string message, and I say, if that message is the word vibrate, well, then call the vibration plugin to vibrate the device.
Excellent. So that was our most excellent list of open source project to kickstart your Xamarin projects. I hope you like the list. It's useful for us.
Exactly. And don't forget, these are OSS projects, meaning that probably you can just get onto their website, their GitHub projects, modify the code, and then you could submit something called a pull request. And if the author of those projects says, wow, this is like a really good idea or a good innovation,
you can contribute
to those projects. So thank you very much for watching.
Thank you.